What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into the Car 5 podcast. I am your host, Joshua. For today, episode number 15, we're going to be talking about what it means to be a car person or a car enthusiast. So let's go ahead and start so we can find out what that means. So my start to being a car person or a car enthusiast really started back in the year of 2005 when I was 11 years old. So 14 years ago, my father took me to Monterey Car Week and I was just absolutely blown away when we first arrived. One of the first cars I ended up seeing was a Bugatti Veyron. So that can pretty much turn anybody on to being a car person. I actually talk more about this in episode 10 where I discuss my favorite car and why. I also talk about how I became a car individual. And for me, being a car person in a realistic note really changed my life. It opened doors for me into starting a couple different businesses, even the one that I currently have now. You know, having a passion for cars in any way, shape, or form not only can change someone's life, but obviously it can definitely define a car enthusiast. So for me, if I were to discuss what it means to be a car person or what it means to be a car enthusiast, people call them car person, car enthusiast, so that's why I'm saying both, is it's just someone in which one of their main interests in life is cars. Whether that means they're a huge car collector or just someone that admires cars to a maximum level, someone that reads car magazines or attends car shows or works on cars as a passion, collects automotive memorabilia. If cars are someone's main piece of interest in their life, that, you know, that definitely makes them a car person. Another popular conclusion that I've actually taken the time to ask a lot of people, and it was very simple. It was just if anyone sees a car that catches their eye and they kind of emotionally light up, that makes them a car person as well. And I think for me, being a car person really is one of the most positive things in my life, because cars, like I said, have not only opened doors for me in terms of developing a business and whatnot, but cars just bring, at least myself anyway, so much happiness. I mean, I've never seen someone not smile when they see a Lamborghini Aventador, or when someone sees a really cool muscle car or a Ferrari or a supercar or something more exotic like a Koenigsegg. You know, because as people, we're naturally drawn to these odd shapes and these crazy sounds. And it's just one of those things that being a car person, you know, cars bring people together. They really, really do. Several car events and car shows, what do you see? You see people laughing and smiling and having the time of their lives. And cars really do inspire people to be extremely successful one day, so they can have, you know, the cars that they like and the cars they desire. And that's another great thing about the car world, is that there are so many car enthusiasts out there. Each person likes something different, which brings kind of like a melting pot or such a big era of diversity into the car world through all the different manufacturers. It's just something positive for the world, at least I think anyway. I think being a car person, I've met more happy people in my life than I have outside of the car world, which is something crazy. And what I really wanted to do outside of just quickly giving my opinion of what a car person is, I would love to meet a bunch of other car people out there. Not only, like I said, I wanted to create this episode of what it means to be a car person, but I would really like to hear from some of you guys out there that are listening. You know, get in touch with me. What is your favorite car? You know, tell me your story of how did you become a car person, or what made you a car enthusiast? What's your favorite car? You know, what car are you driving now? That's one thing that I love to connect with people and talk about cars. And, you know, it does nothing but spread positivity and love and light. And, you know, being a car person is, I just love meeting other car enthusiasts. So for me, being a car person is just someone that when they see a car, they just light up inside. You can be 3 years old playing with cars, toys, or you can be maybe a little bit older and you have a massive car collection. You know, this is something that I've met people of all ages, and, you know, cars are just happiness. Cars bring people together. And ladies and gentlemen, quick episode, but that is actually it. That concludes episode number 14 of What Defines a Car Person. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast, like on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. And if you don't know, we actually do have a YouTube channel that's out, which is the Car 5 Podcast. All the episodes are also on there, unless you're listening off of YouTube right now. For any questions you might have, please do not hesitate to feel free to send me an email. I would love to connect and contact with you guys. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in March 27th for the next episode, episode number 16, in which we're going to be talking about something really big, and that's Koenigsegg's brand new partnership with NEVS, N-E-V-S. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Have a great evening. Thank you. Thank you.